We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Shurmur. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Mike?
All right, Coach. I'm sure that was a tired but very jubilant ride home last night. I know it's late, and I know you're probably 3 hours after the game before you put wheels up, but I'm sure that was a happy group on the plane.
Yeah, they were thrilled to get a victory. It was a hard-fought game. I think it's safe to say all three phases helped in a positive way, and yeah, I was happy for our guys. You know, they've fought and they've worked hard, and we finally got a chance to feel a victory.
Yeah, I mean that's basically take it one step at a time. You know, it was almost like the game was scripted. Now, the way it was presented to the country was that this was it for Eli, that if he didn't win, this was the end of the Eli career. Was it right as cut in stone as that?
No, it wasn't. That wasn't it. And, you know, I guess anytime there's a broadcast, there's a narrative, and they're going to follow some form of a script. So I think they sort of used the news of the day to keep that going. But, you know, we believe in Eli. We felt like everybody around Eli had to play better, and I think our offensive line played their best game. And when you give a quarterback of Eli's quality time to throw, he's going to be able to do good things. And I think the addition of Jamon Brown was helped.
I agree.
And I think the unit played their best game. You know, that team had a whole bunch of sacks against Oakland just a week before, and you know, they got a lot of first round picks up there, and I think the group up front felt challenged, and they did a really, really fine job in pass protection and then also running the ball.
Now, Beckham and Eli obviously can be a lethal combination. They had their good things last night. It wasn't perfect. He had a drop, then he slipped on what was a shaky field, and that would have been another touchdown.
Right.
And then Eli barely underthrew him on one. But you did connect on some big plays. You also were aggressive and brought down some big flags, which has been lacking too. Those are big, though. And those turned out to be very big in the game.
You know, they do. Sometimes those – you certainly want the catches, but sometimes those long pass interference – penalties end up being like explosive plays.
Yep.
But yeah, I think, you know, we had an aggressive approach. I thought the guys put a good plan together, and you know, we were able to get some balls down the field. And you're right, I think when Eli and Odell are on, you know, we got in the end zone, and they can create big plays.
What did you think of your defense's performance last night?
I thought it was pretty good. I think, you know, it's safe to say we got to be a little bit better on third downs. You know, they extended drives on us, and, you know, there were certainly areas that we can get better there. You know, we had 10 possessions, which is not many. You usually get – so they held the ball on us
a
little bit. You know, so I think we can do a little bit better there. But the one thing you see from our defense, and really it was very positive, you know, B.J. Goodson had two turnovers or two interceptions, and those turnovers are huge. You know, we got a touchdown out of one. Unfortunately, we were forced to punt after another. But those turnovers are huge. I thought down to down, our guys fought hard. We know we used the whole roster on defense. They were out there playing, subbing, and there was good energy, and they played hard. And certainly everybody that played had a bad play or two. But I thought the effort was, you know, good enough to get a victory. And then at the end there, we've seen it a bunch of times where teams got a last possession to get it in the end zone, and
almost
we found
that
a way
was crazy. You know, they actually got a lot closer with the one snap. I was thinking, boy, the way this year's gone, if this ends up in the end zone, I am not going to believe it. But I was thinking maybe that's the kind of curse it was, because the Carolina game's still sticking in my head, you know?
Yeah, no, the Carolina game, you know, in that game, it's safe to say Eli did enough to get us, you know, get us a victory. You know, we talked about that last night. You know, Eli has a knack for, you know, the two-minute drive.
Always has.
All the way back to his college days. And he's I think that, you know, unfortunately you don't want to play games like that. It's too hard on your heart. But I think, you know, that's something about Eli that's in his favor, is he has a way of, you know, managing and maneuvering those two-minute drives.
What did the win mean to this team?
Well, I think it helps verify and justify that we're, you know, we're on the right track. And I say that because if you believe hard work, if you believe that this is the ultimate team game, if everybody goes out there and plays for each other, and, you know, it's like when a baseball team gets together and the manager says, I just want a bunch of guys that love to play baseball. You can accomplish great things. I think the same can be said for this team. You know, we got a long way to go to be as good as we need to be. But going out and winning a game and doing it in a team fashion where all three areas contributed, on the road, we had to come back. We fixed some of the problems that had been, you know, ailing us in the first half of the season. You know, I think it's good as we point toward Tampa.
You know, we're talking with Pat Shurmur. The division is not that strong this year, as we know. There's a lot of shakiness in the division. And I'm not trying to, you know, put the cart before the horse, but how many weeks does it take to there's something that's actually going on? I mean, I was talking about it. I said, you know, you get the first one, then you come home and get Tampa, and then, you know, you're in Philly and you're saying, hey, maybe, you know. So how long is it before a team starts to think that it's got something going?
Well, I think winning is contagious, you know, and, you know, these guys are very, very talented guys, and all teams have them, but you know, there's confidence that you build as a team when you win games, and you know, you can see a team get on a run. So we're really not going to worry about that. You know, Tampa's a team, they can move the ball and
they'll
can
move
score
it
points.
Absolutely. You know, last week they had 500 yards offense and 3 points, which is almost hard to do. I mean, they missed two field goals, they had four turnovers, but they did have 500 yards offense.
Right, right. And I think they've been plagued by the turnover. And you can see how that affects a game. I mean, with 500 yards of offense, you should get in the end zone, you know, at least two or three times.
But that's the plague you guys till last night. You know, last night you got in the end zone, which is key. I mean, you know, you have to get in the end zone in these games, and last night you were able to do it.
Yeah, we were able to do it, and we still left a little meat on the bone, I think, on a couple of those drives. But, you know, we're making improvements there. And again, I was consistent calling runs. You know, sometimes they look good. Sometimes it's a 1 yard, it's a 2 yard. You know, sometimes they're blocked well. Sometimes, you know, their back's got to, you know, make a guy miss. But, you know, I think Saquon can affect the game when you hand him the ball, running the ball. And I think it's important that we do that. You know, he's getting over 20 touches a game. And
does he have to try not to? And this is what I noticed with him, Coach, is that we know how talented he is. There's no disputing it. I almost think he's trying to score on every play, and it's too hard to do that in this league. I mean, you got to take your fours and fives.
No, there's no question. No question. If, as a runner, you average 4.5 or 5 yards a carry, that's outstanding. Now, his ability to score and make a big play, just like the last little choice route we threw to him, you know, he's amazing when he's got the ball and he's in open field. So he's always looking for open field, which is a good thing. But to your point, I think there's times when you got to just take a dirty 5 yard
run. Turn it up inside a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think when you're gaining those little chunks of yards, it makes it easier as a play caller to call runs because you're gaining yards.
Penny gave you a couple things last night, too.
Penny did a good job. You know, he caught a check down.
He did.
We threw him a screen early in the game, which, you know, we missed one block and, you know, ifs and buts. But, you know, that had a chance to be an explosive play. And so, you know, again, I'll say it, and I've said it all week or, you know, all year, and this just so happens that I'm saying it after a victory. But, you know, we're close in a lot of ways. And, you know, you just got to just keep working. But I tried to use the fullback last night, and I think that helped our team.
I think so, too. Plus, it helps a little bit when blitz pick up and stuff like that, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a positive, no question about it. Because even Barkley said he's got to be better. But every rookie's got to be better at blitz pickup. That's just part of being a running back. I mean, you know, you're gonna get stronger at that. They're not going to come in the league and be totally accomplished at picking up, you know, NFL guys.
No, and I think that's the thing. really, when you think about it, rookie offensive players, for whatever it's worth, whether you're a running back or a quarterback, you know, quarterbacks come into this league and they've executed at a high level in college when basically everybody's open, you know, and then they come here and they're looking around and sometimes nobody's open because, you know, pro teams play defense. Right. And the same can be said for running backs. You know, in college, you know, the blitz pickups were simple. Now it's a blitz pickup with a all-pro linebacker bearing down on you, you know, and they're complicated and there's a lot to learn. And so, you know, I think every position on offense, yeah, receivers, there's no bump and run in college. Now all of a sudden they get bump and run. You know, linemen, you know, they typically don't have to face what they face. So there's a lot to learn, and I think, you know, Saquon understands that.
Plus, you know, what had been lacking early in the year, Coach, was your kick returns. And last night, Coleman, much better. I mean, much
Coleman
better.
That's, was great.
That was a big pickup. Because early in the year, you guys were starting in the shadow of your goalposts every time. Now you're getting the ball out a little bit, which is nice to see.
Corey Coleman is a real interesting guy. We all know he was a high pick. You know, he'll be the first one to tell you that he came into this league. He was very young. He's learned a lot in the places he's been. And I really enjoy being around him. He's a super talented guy, and he made a catch. You know, he made it, and he was able to, you know, do a good job with those returns. He was an outstanding kick returner in college, and that's why we wanted to see if he could get it going, and which he can. And so, you know, along the way here, we're picking up pieces that are going to help us as we move forward. You know, we got a first-round pick wide out to add to our crew, not to mention – you know, Jawil Davis, who hasn't played much, is a very talented young man. We fortunately were able to claim a starting right guard from a team that
won a bunch of games. Well, you know, that's the advantage of being down there, is being able to pick a guy who could play for you, which was, you know, that helped, obviously. You gave away a couple of guys that I'm sure at times you'd like to have back, with Snacks and with Apple. But, you know, you made your moves in those directions. I mean, for you had your reasons for it. You move
for
on.
Whatever that's worth. I'm glad you brought that up. With Eli, you know, I feel like the guys that have gone in for Eli and for Snacks have done a good job, you know, covering up those holes. And, you know, I think that was, you know, that goes into the decision too, you know.
Right.
You make those trades with the idea that you have young players or players that can fill in those spots, and you know, that's part of it too.
Well, they hurt you a little bit with their zone running last night to the outside. They hurt you
a little bit.
They're pretty good at it, though.
Yeah, a little bit. They, you know, the biggest ones were when they just toss the ball and get you to run, and then, you know, if one guy gets out of his gap, you know, then those were the explosive plays. I think just the zone runs and some of the interior stuff we did a good job with, you know, but those where they just pitched it and kind of get you a little out of whack. Those are the
did
ones.
Did you
that got
want
us
to give Collins as much as you gave him last night, where it seemed like he wasn't getting a lot of help against guys who they knew they were going to go to the ball with? Was that the game plan, or how? Because it looked like he got some tough covers a bunch of times last night.
Yeah, they got us a couple times in one on one. There was. And the one where we threw the ball in the flat, you know, I thought he was in good shape. You know, he could have maybe picked the ball off.
I thought he was going to pick it off, to be honest with you. Yeah.
So decent shape, you know, so that just didn't work out well. That was probably not one of his best plays, but, you know, he still did a good job in all his run fits. And, you know, I think every once in a while they're going to get a matchup on you, you know. And
their tight end's a good player, too.
He's a good player. He's a bona fide pass receiving tight end that, you know, and they feature him, and he did a good job.
No, they targeted him a lot last night. I mean, it must have been 10, 12
sure
times
did.
They targeted him, and he's a good player. He really is a good player. He's had a good year, and the back's a good player, too.
Yeah, Breida does a good job, you know, and there's backs like him around the league, and they're fortunate to have a guy like him.
You know, I know it's one win, and you don't think that way, but, you know, one win starts you in the right direction. You have a veteran quarterback. You got explosive players. And in the back of your mind, it's there. But, I mean, I know you don't want to talk about it, but, you know, you got to feel this, and I'm sure that room feels that this team could get on a run. Now, you don't have any, you don't have no net. You have no margin for error here. But,
no.
You know, we've seen it happen before.
Crazier things have happened, you know. And again, I just keep going back to we just got to keep playing and keep trying to find a way to win. And, You know, we didn't have near as many yards as we've had in previous games, but we scored more points.
Yep.
And I think that's the most important
thing.
Didn't
have the ball a lot last night either, but made the most of it when you had it.
No, we did. And I think, you know, that comes back when you flip it on the defensive end. We got to do a little better job of getting off the field on third down.
Right, but you get the ball in the end zone, and you did get the plays blocked in the red zone a little better than you have in the past.
Right, and I'm going to go back to we're going to go as far as that line will block, and they did a much better job last night. I think as a unit they played, you know, like Nate Solder played as well as he's played. You know, I think Will Hernandez had a good game. Spencer Pulley is getting better each week, and then you add a bona fide starter at the right guard position. You know, that helps Wheeler, too. So those double teams now, when you're double teaming with a 350-pound guy, you know, it helps. And so that coordinated effort up there helps make all that other stuff look better.
We're talking with Pat Sherman. The other part, though, Coach, is this week you're going to face a veteran quarterback who's got a lot of weapons. Now, they haven't won a lot, but they got a lot of explosive pass people. You guys don't get a lot of sacks. How do you weigh the idea of exposing the backside of it without going crazy, but getting some pressure up front?
Yeah, no, that's always the challenge, and certainly we need to get pressure. You know, I think ultimately you want to sack the quarterback, but we got to disrupt him, and you know he does a good job at getting rid of the ball quickly, and so you know we got to be strategic about it, and then our guys, quite frankly, when we're one-on-one rushing the passer, we got to win. And I think, like, Lorenzo Carter had
some really good some energy last night.
He did.
We know Vernon can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, right.
Carter showed you some stuff. I mean, he got a penalty in one play. Okay, live with it. But I thought he had some energy last night.
No, he did. And, again, he played his best game because he had, you know, he had some good rushes, but he did a nice job in the run game. And a couple times in coverage, he did a good job of getting the receiver on the ground. So, Then that's good to see when you have a rookie player that's now, you know, maybe the bye week, you know, that was kind of, you know, pushing up to his rookie wall. Maybe the bye week, you know, he got his legs back a little bit. But for him to come and have a game like he did, I think is very encouraging.
What can you share with us that you said to your team after the game last night?
Nah, you know, it's the biggest thing I told them is I was happy that they, you know, had the ability to experience the joy of victory. And, you know, anything you fight hard for, the victory is sweeter. And they fought hard. They fought hard, and everybody contributed. A lot of new players, a lot of fresh faces. And, you know, I thought the important thing for them was to enjoy it until we got home. You know, fortunately, it was a six-hour.
Yeah.
So we got to enjoy it for 6 hours, most of it sleeping, of course, but now we're already.
You were in the first seat watching the game. Don't tell me you were sleeping. You were watching.
No,
the game.
Yeah, we did do that for sure. But
I'm sure. So,
but we're already buried into the preparation for Tampa, and looking forward to getting going.
Well, one thing that you do know is that you've won twice on the road. Should have won a third time with Carolina, but you haven't won a home game yet.
Yeah, how about that? We got to get that fixed.
Yeah, that's great.
Definitely.
You know, the
our fans deserve
fans
it.
Fans need a home win.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do. So does the coach. So does the players.
Well, listen, congratulations. So good luck this week with Tampa. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Talk to you next week.
All right, Pat Sherman, we'll try and get a win this week against Tampa. And Fitz will be here with the Tampa team, which put up 500 yards last week but only scored 3 points. Giants will try to get a home win. They've had 2 wins on the road. Houston last night. Both having to obviously do things late to get it. Carolina, they drove down the field, put it in the end zone, and then watched as the Carolina came back and kicked a 63-yarder. But they've had no wins at home maybe this week against the Bucs. And if they do and they get to 3-7, go to Philly starting to believe, well, what if? Well, first, got to win a Tampa game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.